And 6:06, it is clear, 48 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 75 for a high today. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. An important moment in Tulsa School Board history. Those words from Tulsa School Board President Gary Percival last night. The board approves a resolution seeking to have school funding restored to 2007-2008 state levels. School Board member Anna America says the cuts must stop.
There may be people who have been on the outside and not paying a lot of attention to this who think that we're talking about luxuries or kind of things that are nice to have. We're not. We're way past that. We are absolutely cutting into the bone. Anybody who thinks that a sixth grade teacher can adequately teach and prepare and do all the things that we are asking these teachers to do for 39 kids in that classroom has not been around a sixth grade kid in an awful long time.
The Tulsa School District has lost over $23 million in the last 3 years and will lose 150 more teaching positions this year. Well, the suspects in the Good Friday shooting spree in Tulsa are arraigned in district court. Our Marshall Stewart was in the courtroom yesterday.
A judge enters not guilty pleas for Jacob England and Alvin Watts, charged in the apparent random killings of three people in North Tulsa and the wounding of two others. He set a May 30th preliminary hearing for the two. England will be represented by Clark Brewster.
We spoke to Mr. England last week, three different occasions, and each time it was before we actually had the formal charges in our hand. We will speak with him about those today.
Public defender Pete Silva was appointed to represent Watts and will meet with him today about the case.
We were just appointed this morning, and it wouldn't have been appropriate for us to visit with him ahead of time.
Assistant District Attorney Doug Drummond says any decision on whether to seek the death penalty will be made later.
After preliminary hearing, we'll sit down. We have a death penalty review committee and make that call.
From District Court, Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Democrat, whose three-vote lead in a special election for a state House seat was overturned in a recount, wants the state Supreme Court to intervene. Democrat Dan Arthurl asked a court referee yesterday to recommend that the court take the case. Now, Arthurl lost by 4 votes in a manual recount of the votes in the Tulsa race, and Republican Katie Henke was certified as the winner by the county election board by 1 vote. Shortly after that certification, however, 2 unaccounted ballots for Arthurl were found beneath a voting machine. The death toll in Woodward is now up to 6 from Sunday's tornado. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management's Kelly Kane says they are surveying the damage.
The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management is working today with local emergency management and also with FEMA and the U.S. Small Business Administration to conduct some preliminary damage assessments in Woodward.
The National Weather Service has increased the rating on the tornado to an EF3. That means it had winds of over 135 miles an hour. Well, tornadoes over the weekend leaves lots of debris in hard-hit areas like Skytook, Woodward, and even over in Cherokee County. The Oklahoma Department of Health wants to make sure that people stay safe while clearing up debris.
I think the most important thing is if you're going through cleaning up after a tornado, that tornado debris is very dirty, and you should make sure that you have appropriate protective gear and that you've had a recent tetanus shot.
The Health Department spokesman, Larry Weatherford, recommends that you wear boots and gloves. A state lawmaker has tried unsuccessfully to override a veto of his bill by Republican Governor Mary Fallon. The Democrat Representative Eric Proctor of Tulsa attempted to override the veto on Monday, but his motion was tabled in the Republican-controlled House. Fallon last week vetoed the measure that would have protected the owners of mobile home parks from civil liability if they allowed residents to take shelter in their office during severe weather. Our weather forecast, no severe weather today. Sunshine, a high of 75, clear and crisp tonight, down to 50 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear in 49. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.